Well, we are in the middle of our theme week on Christmas songs.
Yes.
So today, the Christmas song we're talking about is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, yeah. Familiar with that one. Yeah. Great tune.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the character, was created by a guy named Robert May as an assignment for the Montgomery Ward Department Store. Oh. Montgomery Ward had been buying and giving away coloring books for Christmas every year, and it was decided that creating their own book would save money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good idea.
So May considered naming the reindeer Rollo or Reginald before deciding upon using the name Rudolph.
Reggie the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rollo.
Rollo the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
It's not the same. No. May said his daughter liked reindeer, and he said he was treated like Rudolph as a child. In 1939, its first year of publication, Montgomery Ward distributed 2.4 million copies of Rudolph's story.
Wow.
Yeah, very popular.
Yeah.
So a decade after the character was created, May persuaded his brother-in-law, a guy named Johnny Marks, to write the words and the music for a musical adaptation of his story.
Oh, very nice, yeah.
So though he was Jewish, Marks specialized in writing Christmas songs, and he wrote many holiday standards, including Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, Holly Jolly Christmas, and I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, a lot of big songs he wrote.
Yeah, yeah.
So though the song was initially turned down by such popular vocalists as Bing Crosby and Dinah Shore, it was finally recorded in 1949 by the singing cowboy Gene Autry.
Gene Autry. Well,
although Autry first rejected the song as well, however, his wife convinced him to use it.
Oh, yeah.
Autry recorded the song in June 1949 and was later released as a children's record by Columbia Records in September that year. By November, Columbia began pushing the record to the pop music market. It hit number one in the U.S. charts during Christmas of 1949, and Autry's version of the song also holds the distinction of being the only chart-topping hit to fall completely off the chart after reaching number one.
Went from number one to...
off the nothing.
Gone.
Gone off the
one
chart
to gone.
Completely.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So Autry's recording sold 1.75 million copies its first Christmas season and 1.5 million the following year. In 1969, it was awarded a gold disc by the RIAA for sales of 7 million, which was Columbia's highest selling record at the time.
Wow.
It eventually sold a total of 25 million and was the second best selling record of all time until the 1980s.
Oh, that long?
Yeah.
To the
80s? To the 80s, yeah. And the song became the second most popular Christmas tune of all time, surpassed only by White Christmas.
What about Mariah Carey? I always want to know about her.
Yeah.
Where's she?
I don't know. She's probably on that list somewhere, yeah.
Whining about it, probably.
So perhaps the most well-known version of all the Rudolph adaptations is the Rankin-Bass Productions Christmas TV special from 1964.
Yeah.
Filmed in stop-motion animagic in Tokyo, Japan. It first aired December 6, 1964 on NBC. The producers of the special only had the song as source material and did not have a copy of the original book. They interpolated an original story around the central narrative of the song, one that differed a little bit from the book.
Yeah.
And Johnny Marks also composed the music for the special.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, good for him.
And it is now the longest continuously running Christmas TV special here in the U.S.
What did you call it, Anna? What was it in...
And a magic. Yeah.
Oh, it sure is.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You picked out a record to go along with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, did you?
Yeah. So we're going to play the Ray Charles version of the song.
Very classy, Sarah.
Yes.
Very classy with the horns and all that. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
And the funkiest version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer I ever heard. Ray Charles. And Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that here on Legends 1027?
Because we were talking about that song as part of our Christmas Songs theme week.
Yeah, great song.
Yeah.
All right, let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Am I ready? Go.
Okay, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was recorded a decade after the character was created.
Gene Autry rejected the song at first, but his wife convinced him to record it.
And it was the second best-selling record until the 1980s.
There you go. I like how it was number one, and then it was gone like the next
just
week.
Just off the charts completely. It just
vanished.
Yeah.
No slow decline, just gone.
Yes.
I think it's interesting, these songs that we just always assume have been around,
mm-hmm.
you don't really think about it, but it's hard to believe you know, remember, think there could be a Christmas without a Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, without a White Christmas, yeah. without Jingle Bells. Mm-hmm. But these songs are not altogether that old, especially this one from the 40s.
That yeah, 1949. Yeah.
yeah. I mean, honestly, wow, wild. Yep. All right, folks want to learn more about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. Right. If you go to legends1027.com, yeah. on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
And you've got more? For tomorrow?
Oh, yes.
Not now.
Oh, I was like, I didn't prepare a second one yet. Yes. No. But yes, okay. I will have more tomorrow right, and also Friday.
And also Friday.
Also well, Friday.
You are committing.
It's a whole set.
2 days out. Mm-hmm. Collect all five.
Yep.
Wonderful. Have a wonderful evening, please.
You too.
And be careful. You know, there's a, what is there? There's a storm system approaching. Did you hear that?
I did, but.
Storm system.
Here?
Yeah, here.
Oh.
It's approaching.
Okay.
We're going to have some snow, sleet, and rain tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, great.
Just be ready. Bring a shovel.
Okay.
We got Josh Nichols update the forecast in just a few minutes, and he'll talk more about that. Plus traffic with Ed Smith next. When you're preparing for the holidays, whether it's your own, it's a meal for yourself or a meal for others, maybe you're making a pie, maybe pies around the holiday time. You need those ingredients. Niblack Foods has you covered. Also, if you got a foodie on your list, your shopping list, don't forget they have gift cards at Niblack Foods too.